All right, ready? Cool. All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. If everyone would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Public comment. We don't have any items on the agenda for public comment today. We'll move to item number three, which is the approval for the minutes for July 12th, 2022.
I move that we approve the minutes for July 12th, 2022.
All in favor of approving the minutes for July 12th?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's passed unanimously. Agenda item number four, approval of this agenda for today, August 9th, 2022.
I motion we have the approval of the agenda for August 9th, 2022.
All in favor of the approval of the agenda for today, August 9th, 2022?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll go to item number five. For informational items, do we have a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Good evening. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Month of July, we ended up with 9 medical calls. That was kind of low, surprisingly. We did end up sending 5 of our residents out here. Ended up with 9 fires, 1 structure, and 2 vehicles. So that was kind of a fun-filled month. And we ended up with 2 motor vehicle accidents. Take it easy out there, folks. Any questions for me?
All right, thank you very much.
Were those vehicle accidents with people drinking? Were they drinking?
Oh, I'm not investigations.
Because it's pretty hard to have an accident.
I couldn't answer that without having this lawyer know.
So if you tell me, you'd have to kill me, huh?
All right, we'll receive a report from Metro.
Hi, Officer Camp Metro, please. That I'm aware there's nothing big going on here in Sandy Valley that we were being told about. Trying to step up presence over at the park, so I'll just call the drones to see us, and hopefully they'll keep their shenanigans down. That's pretty much all that we know about this, the younger kids over at the park. And if you have any problems, please tell us, and we'll address it.
Cool.
Any questions?
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. Do we have a report from Sandy Valley Schools?
That'd probably be one of you. Well, first day of school seemed to go well.
School started. Things are going well. We're preparing for athletics to start up here in a couple weeks. We do appreciate Metro being out at the school, having a little bit of presence there this week. So far, it's been good.
Good to be here.
Kind of set a precedence, and yeah. Other than that, yeah, things are going well. We're 2 days in, so hopefully things wouldn't be bad in 2 days.
You have home games.
We are going to have a lot of home games. Yeah. So there's also a new change to the schedule. This is one of the schools, their gym is not going to be ready. That's the September 7th game. That's going to be moved to a home game here. So it's always best to go to the school website, sandyvalleyschool.com. Go to the athletics section because we keep that up to date. As well. So, all right. Do we have a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation?
I'm here. No, I'm not baby.
Still playing Wednesday night basketball.
Oh so, yes, yeah. Yes, we are. We are doing Wednesday night basketball.
I finally got back out there, so it was good. A little painful, but it was good.
Well, he's gonna keep you on your toes. He told me the other day he was running 2 miles every morning.
Oh, I know you. Yeah. It showed. Do we have a report from Valley Electric? Okay, we have no information there. All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services. We're glad to have you back this
year. Oh, thanks.
Okay.
All right, I don't have a whole lot to report. The Family Dollar is still on track to open in October, later than they wanted and than we wanted, but it is what it is, but they're moving ahead. The road, it's still working on engineering, seems to take forever, I know. I'm as frustrated as you guys are. So the paved trail, I got an update on that, and it is on the list. There's no date to come back, and of course all the flooding is now causing there to be less in between time between jobs. So we don't have a date for that to continue.
You're talking the bicycle trail? Mm-hmm.
If you saw on Facebook, I posted I'm working with the Animal Foundation to get a vaccine clinic out here, probably sometime in October. I don't have a date yet, we're still working on that. But I've been working on this for years, and it's very exciting, it's finally happening. And I was trying to get a low-cost one, and this is going to be a free one. So it's great. I'm planning to make it more of an event, so not just vaccines, that will have other fun stuff going on. So I want to make it more of an event, we'll see. And then I know you guys are asking about the board member. Rusty's going to be our new board member. There was a snafu.
I'm actually should talk to you about this. I got so busy. I'd rather nominate Jamie. She put her name in?
No. Nobody's put her name in except you.
She's expressed.
Yeah, she has.
Jamie said she did.
Oh, okay.
Just because my hours just got ridiculous again.
That's okay. So have her contact me. I have not received her.
She was going to be here late.
Okay.
So she.
Do I know Jamie?
Yeah she's yeah, Metro. She's,
Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think of Bruce Jamie. So yeah, it was a miscommunication. He had submitted his application in a timely manner, and they thought I knew. I didn't know that I didn't know, and so it got lost in the whole mess. So I apologize for the delay. It's partly my fault.
In 3 years, I'll run again.
Okay.
I can retire in 3 years, hopefully.
Okay, well, there's that. So. And I think that's it, unless you have questions for me.
Question for you.
Yeah.
You said they're looking at the pass at the pave. Why did they put reflectors in that they're going to pave, if they're looking into paving?
Well, that's a long-term project, but I have to tell you, I keep forgetting to ask, because I've been talking to the guys.
That was a waste of money, if they're going
to pave. Well, maybe, but I have to tell you, I came home that Friday night when this really bad storm came through, and it was one of the scariest experiences I've ever had driving in my whole, 30 years. I was so glad for those reflectors. And I
know they're great, but right. It's money we're spending that.
I get it.
I haven't been there since 81. It just seems odd to put them in now.
And I just said, I keep forgetting to ask why it was done. But I have to tell you, it made such a difference when I was driving home.
I'm not arguing that.
But the repaving project is,
yeah, it could take years.
Yeah.
But it's money they're spending. Which
I get it. Well, I like that they spent that money because I felt much safer coming home that night. And thank God, whoever drives the Gettle truck, the Gettle electric or Gettle plumbing
air
or
whatever,
I followed him all the way through. I was so thankful for him because I followed him all the way and
I went the other direction that same night, and that was one of the sketchier drives I've ever made.
Yeah, it was frightening, so I was very thankful. So yeah.
Is there any way we could get an increase of cleaning out the roads after a storm? Because you were talking about how bad it is. Try that on two wheels. Because I ride a motorcycle everywhere, and that's the roads that are horrible for my motorcycle.
Okay. They came through right after the one storm. They came through, and then this last storm, there was two spots, and we're on the list. There was washouts all over the place.
Yeah,
so this one they didn't.
One, I noticed that they clean up, but they leave spots all over the place though. To where I literally have to look at the spot ahead of time. I have to slow down just to keep the bike from shimmying through dirt.
All right. With the state of the road, I don't know if they can. That may be something, but I will put.
We don't actually have something designated just for Sandy Valley, do we?
Oh no.
Okay.
No, so you get to share with all 8,000 square miles of Clark County.
So that's good to know.
So yeah, I would love to be on it every time. Come to Sandy Valley first. But I understand there are places where people literally could not get to their house.
Even just two guys or something.
What do they use to clean the roads?
It depends. Sometimes it's a brush truck, or if it's big, they bring like a front end loader to scoop it out. Yeah. So it depends on the need, you know. Yes.
The road that was the worst, oddly enough, was Cherokee.
I know Cherokee was better.
And they didn't come out to clean ours.
Sherry Vedder did it.
I just thought I wanted to get it on the record. Yes, Sherry Vedder did that.
We talked. She and I talked about it.
Okay.
She likes to drive the big tractor, so.
So there's not a problem with somebody else coming out and doing the roads then?
I wouldn't do it in the past. It's kind of dangerous, but.
I think it was. I talked
not
to somebody.
Even that. I don't know all the laws here in Nevada, but technically, if I had a tractor and cleaned all the roads and I did damage, they'd come after me to fix it.
Right.
And yes, that would be the same way here. But our road guys get the rural areas, thank goodness. We have people that understand it. So, I mean, I hope that people would be smart if they're helping out that way. And if something were to happen, I would definitely tell them the sheriff was doing it for the right reasons. So, I can't tell you all to go out and do traffic and do that, but in that case, it was nice.
Cherokee's a safe, easy street to do, but the pass,
oh,
you get a red loader up there and you don't have somebody flagging down traffic for you, you're likely going to get hit.
Here's one of the other problems that I ran into, because I stopped the first time when the brush truck was out there, I stopped and talked to the guy, and they can't just send out one person. There have to be spotters and stuff, which when you have destruction everywhere, It's hard to justify 3 or 4 crew members to come out here when you have a road that's washed out. So, not that we don't matter, and I know we pay our taxes, but if you were the director of public works, you have to make choices and go where the immediate needs are. So.
Also, the pavement in the pass, unlike any place else in the state, is only 1 inch thick. It's way substandard for any place. So if somebody doesn't know what they're doing and they hit it, it will tear up really, really, really easy.
And we didn't pay, just you know. Yeah. We didn't do that one into the group.
It was a movie company that
we inherited that from you, so. Okay, anything else for you report?
All right. And officers, I apologize. I forget which agency you're from, but I didn't know if you had a report. BLM? Okay.
Yeah. Don't have much to say either, but I'm James with the Bureau of Land Management, and just wanted to check in and see how everything's going down in Sally Bat, Sandy Valley. Things are going business as usual with the BLM. We still have fire restrictions probably until November, I'm guessing, until things start to collect a little moisture in the desert. But other than that, if there are any questions, yeah.
I'm a little confused about that. It's as moist as it can get right now.
In this exact day? Absolutely, yeah. And we've been in an unusual
winter. It will probably be dry.
Yeah, and maybe I just threw out a date. The scientists in the fire division, they come up with that based off of actual science, not just throwing stuff out there, so I apologize. That's probably not the correct
way. Would it be difficult to start a fire now?
Right, absolutely. Though there was one, but lightning caused that one, so yeah. Yeah, you know, it's I think, going to just be a concern moving forward more and more parts of the year. It seems like the trend out west is more and more fire prevention stuff being put in newer ways. Like I think we talked about in the past, some of the new restrictions that apply to like target shooting and stuff like that, using the steel cord ammunition or no more shooting tannerite on BLM land. So, yeah. If you have anything else, then we'll be here afterwards.
Cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We do not have any planning and zoning items, and we do not have any general business items. So we will now go to the comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. I was waiting.
Gail Beckman with Happenings. I'm at 875 Osage Street and BECKMAN. Just our next events coming up. We had to change movie night and cancel it. As second time when we were trying to have it this month, thanks to the weather. So I was trying to say maybe we should try to do a pop-up surprise movie night, but we're going to actually try to schedule it for Sunday, September 11th in the evening at dark. There's no school Monday the 12th, we understand, so that's why we're choosing that date. So we'll try to do that. It's Guardians of the Galaxy is the movie we've chosen, and that's to be on a big screen outdoors, borrowed by, I think it's Huge Entertainment. All right, then on September 24th, we're having our cultural exchange with our horse parade again, second annual. But we've invited, last year we had the Nicaraguan and Mexican food. We had Mexican music and dancing horses. This year we're adding in, we're asking, we haven't got it finalized yet, but we've invited some Hawaiian entertainment and food. And also I'm talking to some German people to have some sort of, and I'm hoping for like dance and other things, but we'll see what happens. Music and all that kind of thing. So the cultural exchange, same time as 4th of July, it always runs. Third event, Wednesday, October 12th, will be the candidate mix and mingle. We invite every candidate. Last time we invited 102 people, and we had quite a full house. You were there. We have the candidates bring the food, so we don't have to worry about it. We just bring the drink, and they have to bring enough snacks for 50 people, so there's lots and lots of food. So that would be Wednesday the 12th at the Senior Center. And then fourth event is time. Halloween.
What was the time on that?
That starts at 6:30, I believe. 6:30.
September 12th or August 12th?
October 12th, yes. Okay. And then for Halloween, that lands on a Monday, the 31st. We're expanding our haunted house, asking other groups to do an 8x8, and then we're going to snake it out into the park. But we were very popular with our haunted house. We want to make that bigger, and we're going to do an inter-park costume parade. And it was suggested to have a photo screen painted by someone local for kids to have their pictures taken in front of for Halloween. And the last thing, Winter Festival. Are you participating, Megan, in the Winter Festival?
Yes.
Okay.
We will. We've had a lot of changes with how we're allowed to spend the money, which is...
Okay. Well, we've got it designated for December 3rd with the light parade at night. We're going to ask Henry to be Santa, all the usual, the V8 Valley Electric truck to decorate. And Shauna said she'd see about opening up the community center for Santa. And lastly, we're trying to elect an animal mayor. We've got a few people that have their, one wants to enter her bearded dragon, another person wants to enter their horse, and I've got a few dogs lined up. We haven't picked the date yet for this, but with you having a vet event, maybe that could be a time to tie in the animal for mayor, and it becomes a fundraiser for Sandy Mesquite, where you just have jars out, and whoever makes the most money, you can, it's basically a quarter vote. So you buy your votes for whatever animal becomes mayor, but it's just a fundraiser for general funds for Sandy for the scheme. So that's everything.
Thank you very much.
And when is that?
The animal for mayor, we haven't tied it into a date yet.
When I have a date for the...
But I think we should make a pet expo animal vet thing.
Yeah.
So I don't have we'll come up with one.
We could do a blessing of the animals or something like that too.
I have a whole list of ideas.
Like,
yeah, okay, I wanted to do some kind of animal expo.
All right. Do we have any other comments?
Well, I wanted to comment about the board that being empty. A while back, I did have Victoria apply for the job, and I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but she did apply for the job, and she was. Kind of poo-pooed for the job because there's two people. She lives on the airport community. I live on the airport community. And I guess two people on the airport community can't be on the job, can't have
one. No, and you're being a little dishonest there, Lori. I never received an application.
No
application was ever received by our office.
Did you get an application to her, Victoria?
Hey.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No. I said I called, but there was no application on here.
It was on our website. And
I don't have internet, so I can't get to the
Okay, well, okay. You could have asked me for an application, and you could talk to me about these things instead of calling the office to complain about it.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought she made an application.
Yeah, well, no.
And that I didn't, I wasn't trying to.
And no, something. There's no rule about two people from the airport, but the airport is a very specific, small part of the community, and this should be representative of the larger community.
Do we have any other comments? All right, our next meeting date will be on September 13th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned.
Short and sweet.
That's okay.